It will now introduce our second set of stories from the evening news.
We now have some more stories from Norwich. There was a huge fire on Monday the 20th of January at the old Van Dahl shoe factory, and the owners are furious over ongoing issues with vandalism. The last section of the huge marsh building on Queen's Road is about to be demolished, while a revamp of the Rivers Centre at Helston Hospital is now complete, and we may have seen the final nail in the coffin for the Western Link to the NDR. Norwich City had a difficult week, with two defeats in Yorkshire. We will report on their second at Leeds on Wednesday evening. But first, the Van Dahl fire.
The owners of a derelict Norwich shoe factory have fumed at arsonists for hampering efforts to redevelop the site. The former Van Dahl shoe factory in Dibden Road was devastated in a blaze, with 17 fire crews called to the battle and with the flames. Hemingford Group, which owns the building, has long been waiting for permission from Norwich City Council to raise the site and start work on a new housing development. However, the application remains stalled, and bosses say they now face an even bigger task with the asbestos-riddled site wrecked and unstable. The derelict factory has faced ongoing issues with vandalism since Van Dahl Shoemakers moved out in 2018. But smashed windows and graffiti pale in comparison with the blaze, which ripped through the building on Monday evening, the 20th of January. The ensuing chaos saw Norwich City Council urge locals to shut their windows and avoid touching debris due to asbestos risks, and the nearby George White Junior School shut for 2 days amid safety fears. Norfolk Police confirmed the force has launched an arson investigation following the incident, and part of the building has now been demolished to ensure the safety of the site. Rob Harrison, director of Hemingford Group, has expressed his fury at the attack. The developers lodged an application with Norwich City Council to demolish the factory and build 48 new homes more than a year ago, but a decision has still not been made.
The final section of the former marsh building is set to be demolished by the end of this week as the site's new owners give an update on its redevelopment plans. Just one stack from Victoria House, the building that has stood at the Queen's Road site for roughly 50 years, remains standing. But this final section is due to be toppled this week. The owners of the site, Zive Capital, have revealed that it wants to build 443 homes on the plot, with buildings ranging from 3 to 10 stories tall. No formal planning applications has been submitted yet, and the developers have revealed that changes are being made to the designs following feedback from locals. A spokesman for Cavendish, on behalf of Zive Capital, said the demolition of the building above ground is nearing completion, which we anticipate will be completed this week. We're continuing to work on the designs following feedback from the community and statutory consultees. At this stage, we don't have anything further to share as work on the design remains ongoing. Zive Capital are aiming to submit an official planning application in the next 6 months with a view to work beginning on site later this year.
A major revamp of a Norfolk hospital is finally complete following delays which saw millions of pounds piled into its bill. The Rivers Centre, a new mental health facility at Helston Hospital, is finally welcoming its first patients. Consisting of 3 new ward buildings, a gym, community hub and renovations of existing wards, the development will allow the Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation to increase its bed capacity by 15. Sophie Bagg, lived experience lead at NSFT, said, "This is a real step forward in inpatient mental health care. The Rivers Centre will make for a much safer and better experience for people who need to spend time in inpatient services and for the delivering care. This, it is hoped, will that the new facility will reduce the need for the controversial practice of patients in acute mental distress being sent miles from home to receive treatment.
Critics claim County Hall's withdrawal of plans for the Norwich Western Link is the final nail in the coffin for the scheme and could cost taxpayers dearly. Leaders at Norfolk County Council insist they have not given up on the 3.9-mile road despite pulling the planning application because of Natural England's stance over rare bats on its route. But campaigners against the controversial road to connect the Northern Distributor Road to the A47 near Honingham say the decision spells the end for the project. They say it leaves the authority potentially having to pay back £34 million of money the previous government had already awarded for the scheme. The fate of the road has been unclear since Natural England objected to Conservative-controlled County Council County Hall's plans because of its impact on Barbastelle bats, which are protected by law. Natural England has also signalled it was unlikely to award a licence to move or harm the bats. Without such a licence, the road, which supporters say is essential to stop rat running in villages and boost the county's economy, could not be built.
Toothless Norwich City failed to record a single shot on target for their second successive trip to Yorkshire as they were beaten 2-0 by Daniel Farker's table-topping Leeds United. Goals from Manu Solomon and Dan James condemned the Canaries to their second loss in 5 days, bringing them firmly down to earth on an evening when they could have gone with 3 points for the playoff places. Johannes Hofthorpe made one change from the weekend's loss at Sheffield United, with Oscar Schwartau replacing Ante Krenak in spearheading their attack. Throughout the 90 minutes, the Canaries recorded just 3 shots. Leeds took the lead 36 seconds into the encounter when Manu Solomon punished City's sloppy defending to give the Whites the lead. Dan James' second-half strike from Solomon's cross to double their advantage and push the result, beyond all reasonable doubt. City returned to Curragh Road on Saturday to welcome Swansea as they seek a return to form after a gruelling few days in the north.